As most businessmen and women consider retirement, farm operators 65 years of age and older make up the fastest growing segment of the farming population. Succession planning is an important aspect of any farm business. It's essential that our tax laws provide the necessary provisions to ensure farm families can pass on their operations to the next generation without being forced to sell off valuable farmland. National Farmers Union has long advocated for an effective estate tax with reasonable limitations. The concern is that the new proposed regulation will go as far as to deny family farmers essential discounts currently afforded through lawful provisions in the tax code. A majority of a farm's value comes from real estate, which for farmers is not viewed as a saleable or liquid asset. We are concerned that the changes within the proposed regulation would deny essential discounts to family farms and significantly increase taxes on the transfer of family farms, threatening their ability to keep their operations intact. Treating family farmers looking to responsibly transfer their operations as wealthy individuals using aggressive tax strategies to artificially lower their asset value to avoid paying higher taxes is an unfair representation of family farm agriculture. I hope the Department of Treasury will take responsible action and consider family farmers and ranchers in their final rule.